This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Information War. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. It's Sunday, the 21st day of January 2018. This is the hated broadcast. This is the enemy of the globalists. This is what mainstream media, corrupt governments across the world absolutely hate, because we have their number. We are aware of their activities, and we are exposing it in a big, big way. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday transmission. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. Roger Stone will join us with big breaking news in the last 30 minutes of the transmission. Then I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the weekday broadcast that airs for 4 hours. Wow. I mean, every time I start the show, I say, wow, but somehow I've got to cover all this today. Look at this headline. Google has an actual secret speech police. Amazon's automated grocery store of the future opens Monday. This city has been shaken for 7 straight days by earthquakes in the U.S., Reno, Nevada. That's just one of the stacks. Brit teen hacker poses CIA boss to access secret military files. I could talk for the whole 2 hours about that one article. So I'm just letting you in on my frustration. And then it continues. I'm not even going from the most important news to the least important. I'm just starting at one point. Feds collect record taxes through November, still run a $201 billion deficit. GOP bouncing back in 2018 polls after tax cuts. That's their fake polls. Markets brush off U.S. government shutdowns. We're going to get into all the details of the shutdown and what's behind that. I mean, it's the obstructionist Democrats trying to hold the country hostage. You just have unlimited open borders. The U.N. goal of Peter Sutherland, who died last week. And if Trump wants it to be reasonable, well, that's not going to happen, because the globalists know they can flood any Western country they want with illegals, turn them into political operatives, and then outvote anybody. They use our openness against us. That's coming up. Also, we already knew this. I've talked about this a lot. Illinois, California, and other states have passed in their legislatures bills to legalize illegal aliens voting. Then they go on the news and say, we don't want illegals to vote. That's a right-wing conspiracy theory. Well, here's an article. Majors state to register illegal aliens to vote automatically. And that's California, so that's coming up. Speaking of that, with 25,339 murders we know of in 2017, Mexico suffers record homicide tally. But we should just open ourselves up to what's happening down there, because a very small minority of people in Mexico are homicidal maniacs. But still, it's one of the largest percentages. It's very, very interesting sociology, psychology, demography. When Mexico is one of the peacefulest, low crime, nice areas in the general public, the main spectrum, and then they've got a very small group that is the most psychotic murdering you can imagine on the planet, and not afraid of anything as well. So we're going to look at those numbers, and it ties into this guy that killed the cop, says, I can't wait to get out to kill more. And then Trump puts a video out about it, and he goes, oh, you're racist. I mean, there are white serial killers, there are brown serial killers, there are black serial killers, there are albino serial killers. They're almost all male, but they're male, if you want to blame some group. But they're all colors. And, you know, the idea that these crazy people, you can't criticize them because one is a Mexican, is insane. So that is coming up. Meanwhile, some really good news. Science is revolutionizing arguments about abortion. And that ties into Planned Parenthood condemns House passage of bill to ensure babies born alive during abortion receive care, because they actually harvest them and keep them to get their organs and stuff for a couple hours. Of course, that should be illegal. I mean, you're going to butcher the meat, throw it in the trash. Don't let the mothers know it's worth a couple $100,000. Mothers ought to just be surrogates and grow the meat up and sell it if you're going to be liberal. Why not? Shouldn't you make money, ladies?
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Here we are, Sunday, the 21st day of January 2018. We're going to be live over the next 2 hours. And I want to go right into the news, because there is so much of it to cover. We're going to get into the government shutdown. We're going to get into the new military developments that are taking place, and communist China caught involved in so many of our even local government activities. That's finally even hitting the Washington Post. Even Jeff Bezos, I guess, can tell the truth occasionally. That is all coming up. But first off, a big deal. The media, the controlled corporate media, made a lot of jokes about it. What, 4 months ago when the Vegas attack happened? 3-4 months ago. And they said, Jones doesn't have FBI hostage rescue team sources. And, of course, I do in that case. And I just said that they said that there was paraphernalia going to the Middle East, literature, Antifa literature, that he was shooting up inside the hotel down the hallways, that there was other shooting going on in the city that night, and that there was a cover-up going on, and that there had been a big Islamic convention going on. The Saudi Arabian military was having a convention that week in Vegas. Now, that's what I got the days after. Then I had a high-level Army Special Operations Command source basically confirm everything that we already knew and then say, get ready for this to happen. And what Zach said then came true. And the FBI came and picked him up, took him into the military base there in Florida, and then they just told him, watch what he said, but he didn't really give anything out classified. Just as a citizen, he gave his view on things and got people to connect the dots. The reason I say that is you get next year's news today. You get tomorrow's news today. Just like it was first 4 months ago that Roger Stone said that the head of CNN would be out by early 2018, and that indeed that's now happened. The head of CNN resigned Friday night. Zucker. And I'm not going to tell you how Roger knew that, but I mean, I didn't just believe my reporter, even though I believe him. I wanted the details. And you trust me, off record, I got them. That came directly, not from the president, but from the people that own CNN. I mean, I'm going to leave it at that. Roger's coming up later in the next hour, but again, he may just go ahead and tell you, but that came directly from the people that employed that guy at dinner. And I'm allowed to say that part, because he said that 4 months ago. So And, of course, you know, you already ran CNN to the ground, so why not run ESPN? ESPN's ratings are down, what, 30%, just like the NFL? After all their SJW crap? So just put that smug person that thinks that people want to look at other smug sociopath beta males on rampaging power trips trying to be somebody. I mean, that's the guy that gave you Brian Stelter, so. It's like psychopaths on parade, losers on parade, guys that screwed the pooch on parade. It's just amazing. But people, okay, he said that would happen. He's got a lot of other big news that he's going to exclusively give you in the last 30 minutes. Now that said, let's get back into Vegas. Because they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, which is why I've never done anything in Vegas. Because they tell you something stays somewhere and that's their logo, then you can believe it's the opposite. What you do in Vegas, you get compromised with in Vegas. But we've got the reports right here on Infowars.com. I smell a rat. Republican congressman claims he has credible evidence that ISIS was behind Las Vegas shooting, despite the FBI and police saying that gunman Stephen Paddock acted alone. But then you actually read what the Congressman Perry of Pennsylvania is saying on Tucker Carlson Friday night. It's up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com right now. He said they took credit. They posted a graphic of the Vegas skyline with that Mandalay building right in the middle a week before. And they took credit. And ISIS only takes credit for stuff they've actually done or been part of. But forget that. He said, I've got other intel. Well, I mean, I know the intel. We've gotten information from the FBI hostage rescue team members at least three times. And I'm not going to get into all those cases here, but I was told about it the morning after. I was told, don't report it yet. I got a text saying, go ahead and report it. I reported it on air that day. The media made a big joke about it. Like, oh, Jones is looking at his phone, just making it up. Oh, yeah. Like the times I've been on air and Trump calls me, or the times I've been on air and, yeah, this is just sick. How they sit there and we have this track record. They know it's real. That's why they hate us. And people know that we're willing to report the truth. We're willing to stick our necks out there. And so that's why they play these games. But now you've got the, in the last week, you notice the congressman came out the day after the sheriff came out and said, okay, the FBI is reporting there could be other shooters, other people involved, and they're looking at gun running because Paddock's in the emails saying he's gun running. That's exactly what all our sources from the FBI and the Pentagon, which means the CIA, CIA connected Pentagon, that's special operations, that's what they told us. And these are the good guys that continue to give us good info. Doesn't mean the whole thing's good. There's a civil war in America right now. One group wanted to totally sell out the communist Chinese. That's coming up in the next segment. The other group isn't out to rape America completely. So you're kind of stuck between that. But just remember what we told you the day it happened. And those videos are up on Infowars.com. Infowars vindicated FBI investigating second shooters, gun running. Boom! Precisely what we told you day one. And then our reporters got you the intel on how many people were inside and the girlfriend visiting days before and shooting up inside the hotel and trying to blow up the fuel tanks and the helicopter activity and the Islamists having a big meeting that week there in town. And then, of course, then they can't bring guns in, so they contact a known gun runner they've already gotten weapons for in the Middle East, who's really a CIA contractor, Paddock. They had him show up, kill him, use that as a cover to launch the attack as a threat to Trump. Don't try to cut us off in Saudi Arabia that Trump was already planning the next week, which we did. Because they had operatives inside our own military and inside the CIA, like Brennan and others, that told the Saudis what was coming, and they decided to run that threat to piss in Trump's Cheerios. And so I don't like covering up real news, and I understand why the president sat back and didn't create a panic. He was about to move against him the next week. But that other people decided it was important that this not be blamed on gun owners, and so that the truth should limitedly be given to you because you're aware and know what's going on, particularly the military and law enforcement listen to this channel, so they wanted you to know. That's what happened. And that's why you were given the information. Alex Jones, the Vegas shooting, was real. It was part of a Saudi civil war. There it is, November 29th. But that was weeks and weeks after what happened on November 1st. So we're giving you the best intel there is. And again, that's why they hate us, because they know we've got a platform. We're willing to tell the truth. And, you know, we've got armed guards stationed around and all the rest of us. We can carry this out, because it's gone to that level. Now, that said, just pay attention to what we cover here, because we're trying to tell you the truth. We got a good track record of being right. Doesn't mean we're perfect. So check what we say as well. Vegas sheriff, FBI's ongoing case against individual other than Paddock. As he said at the beginning, before they clamped down on him, he said he had help, obviously. As any other people, the FBI has an ongoing case against individuals of federal interest. But meanwhile, thousands of newspapers like the Washington Post attack Congressman Perry, saying channeling conspiracy theory, Congressman says Las Vegas attack linked to possible terrorist nexus. He didn't just say he thought it because ISIS took responsibility. He said, I've been given information I can't get into. It's kind of like the whole memo, the FISA memo that people have seen. It's horrible, the Obama ordering illegal spying. They go, well, we'll show it to us. Well, we can't. It's classified. So there's that information. That's all coming up. But first, when we return, we're going to get into the government shutdown and the secrets of that. We're going to get into really important pro-life news and more. Please spread the links.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Oh, no.
Every single Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
In the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
What incredible news if you just joined us. It's up on Infowars.com with all the videos, all the reports from back in November last year. We broke it all down. The FBI is investigating multiple shooters, Saudi Arabian civil war connections, gun running, everything we told you day one. But it was so shocking that this happened that it was basically deep six because they thought the public couldn't handle it. And, of course, you saw then what happened in Saudi Arabia. Thousands of people arrested, hundreds killed, big firefights. The very prince that had already been fingered and reported to be connected to it arrested. That's the big news. And you saw what happened now. More on that coming up. Let's get into the big news everybody wants to know about because the media is making a big deal out of it. This is purely political, the government shutdown. The Democrats are targeting critical infrastructure areas and refusing to vote on it because they want, under globalism, to make the central government capitulate to bring in illegals that the media has branded and brainwashed to be Democrats. And who are then kept as illegals, as a permanent underclass, to be exploited to drive down wages, just like NAFTA and GATT and all these different systems have been engaged in. And so you got Trump and his State of the Union coming out this next week. And the word is that is meant to embarrass the president ahead of all this and to hopefully kill the stock market and kill the recovery. And you can argue, well, it's a big bubble. Well, if it's a bubble to bring industry back and infrastructure, it's not a bubble. And you got all these people heavily invested in China, like Peter Schiff, who's a nice guy, whatever, I don't blame him making a buck, heavily invested in China, and he's betting against America. And they'll sit there and tell you, oh, China's in a much better position. But you look at the numbers, that's not the case. They are tenfold the amount of quantitative easing we're involved in. Trump has increased it some and tried to boost things, but mainly done it through exuberance and getting small businesses to invest. The biggest growth here is record small business growth, record unemployment for African Americans and others, and that's the real numbers because people believe in the future. And if you don't have exuberance, you have nothing. So there's a major attempt to sabotage that going on right now. And it's a shame. But here's some of the headlines. GOP bounces back in 2018 polls after tax cuts. That's Axios. You know, what's funny is these polls all sample 9, 10, 15, 20, up to 30-plus points, but usually about 9 to 10 points, 15 points. It's all in that area, 9 to 15. Just the average, about 12. They usually sample 12 points more Democrat. So it doesn't matter. Okay, Republicans are suddenly up to 50 or whatever. That means they're at 60. Or 65. Just like people are like, oh, the New York Times says Trump's going to lose by 98% on Election Day. I told you that was malarkey. And the real fight was over, could they steal the election? They stole six states, tried to steal five others. Always flip it. Is it stole five states, tried to steal six? No. Now, they stole five, tried to steal six. That's right. And the state heads came out and said, Homeland Security was breaking into our computers, flipping votes while we were in there watching it. I mean, this is crazy. Let me move along. I got like 20 articles on this one subject and a bunch of clips coming up in the next segment. Markets brush off government shutdowns. It's more a political event than an economic one. Reuters. Absolutely. That's exactly what's going on. It's a stunt. Trump tells GOP to go nuclear as showdown fight enters day two. He says use the 51 vote could bypass obstructionist Dems if they refused the votes before. Boy, they really rue the day. They thought Hillary would have that, but now Trump's got it. So there's some argument parliamentary-wise that they could do that, but it's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I mean, and imagine the Democrats juxtaposing themselves here where we're going to let illegal aliens be legalized, but we're not going to pay the post office and the Marine Corps. It's like, what? And then Trump, we learn, was ready to legalize 800,000 people this week who have no criminal records, have been living here for decades. I say legalize them, too. Vet people. They're not criminals. They're hardworking. Bring them in. We need people. That's what he said during the campaign. The media said he hated all Mexicans and said they were all criminals. When he said, wonderful people, great people, I love the Mexican people, but a lot of criminals, a lot of bad people coming in, we got to stop them. And the conservatives, again, go, oh, you're supposed to hate all the Mexicans. We heard that. Some of them are racist. You know, it's all smoke and mirrors. But see, I have a memory, and I have the videos, and I have the transcripts. So Trump is sickeningly, at an OCD level, the Democrats hate, following what he said he would do. And they don't like it. Because with Trump, there's not a bunch of smoke and mirrors. They're just, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to deliver it. If you want that, that's fine. And if America rejects that, you know what? I'm a smart guy. I'm going to be okay either way. But I feel sorry for the average person that took prosperity, took a gift horse, and basically shot at the head for no reason. Why do you look a gift horse in the mouth? If you're going to buy a horse, you check its teeth to see how long it can live or how healthy it is. Somebody gives you a horse. You don't look a gift horse in the mouth. But then again, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. And the metaphors and cliches just go on from there. I mean, this is jackass behavior going on. Total jackass behavior. So continuing here. With this, Pence says, I want to play this clip first. I'm going to play this clip right now. Pence says immigration talks over until government reopens. And he's there with the military. Because they're using the illegals as babies and crying on TV, humanizing them. The media goes, how dare him give a speech in front of the military? They're the ones that aren't going to get their paycheck in the next few weeks. When a lot of them are living paycheck to paycheck, very low pay, Trump has increased the pay like 20%, thank God, the first time in over 15 years. With inflation, it's not even an increase. It's just median fairness. And they spin it like Pence is bad when he's saying, hey, these are people too. Here it is.
I'm sure you're all aware of what's going on in Washington, D.C. Despite bipartisan support for a budget resolution, a minority in the Senate has decided to play politics with military pay. But you deserve better. You and your family shouldn't have to worry for 1 minute about whether you're going to get paid as you serve in the uniform of the United States. So know this. Your president, your vice president, and the American people are not going to put up with it. We're going to demand that they reopen the government. In fact, we're not going to reopen negotiations on illegal immigration until they reopen the government and give you, our soldiers, and your families the benefits and wages you've earned.
And then I've got all the articles here, CNN saying it's dangerous in front of the military. They're the ones you're screwing. So you've got countless shows crying for the illegal aliens, all the rest of it. We're going to show who you're actually screwing. Come on, come on up. Come on, come on up. I think I'm going to go hang out with Ted Nugent pretty soon. He's back in Texas. Just a little side issue. Look for that coming up. Come on, come on. Straight shooting is back, and that's what I'm all about. Because InfoWars will straight shoot you or die. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Scientists and researchers agree we are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics
eggs.
And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, Facebook, Google, and its YouTube platform, Twitter, you name it, they're all announcing massive plans to ban all pro-Trump, all pro-America statements. We got the articles right here. And the new Facebook statement is, I mean, Google says we're hiring secret police to watch you and then ban you. They're working with the German government. If you've been criticized, somebody raping your daughter, if they're Islamic, you know, you get arrested. Facebook is going to start surveying users to determine trustworthy news sources. So they're already run by the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and these other think tanks that tell them what to ban and block. But now, oh, because of lawsuits, we're going to go to our trusted users, leftists, and then they'll say what's real and what's not. That's like Hitler going to a Nuremberg rally and saying, tell me who to kill, Jews. Or at a Klan rally in 1930s Alabama, who do we go after? The blacks. Who do we go after today? The conservatives, the libertarians, the Christians. We're going to get them. And they go, oh, our users voted to not allow you to share on Facebook. I'm sorry, but they choose the users they want for that determination, and they admit that they're nudging us and bullying us and intimidating us to go along with this. Because after all, Zuckerberg said, I can't believe our users trust us, the dumb Fs. Yeah, that's out of The Verge. Here's another one. Google has an actual secret speech police, and it says it's run by the Anti-Defamation League and a European organization, the EU government, and it tells you what you can see. Isn't that sweet? It's Daily Caller. It's been out for months, but just there, right about today. I mean, think about how creepy that is. And then now Amazon's bought three different grocery store chains, including Whole Foods, and they're getting rid of the people. They announced it'll be all automated this year at many other stores, and that's okay because the trendies that are there, they just want to commit suicide. They hate serving you anyways. They love Amazon. They love being replaced. Because it's trendy. They're not mad at that big corrupt mega corporation displacing humans. Oh, no, no, no. As long as it displaces everyone, it's good. As long as Bezos' justice signals when he shoots you in the back of the head financially, it's okay. Just say Black Lives Matter and you can abort all the black babies. Walk up to the black woman, just stab her right in the neck and go, Black Lives Matter. As long as you do that and kill her, it's okay. Not according to me, according to them. I mean, that's where this goes. It's all about form over function. It's all about propaganda over reality. Now, let's get to some of these clips I promised I was going to go to. We've got so much more in the next segment. Let's start with White House changes public voicemail to say Dems holding government hostage, which it was a minority of Democrat senators that held it hostage, saying total legalization of illegals, fifth cousins, you name it, can come in, or it's the end of the country, or we will hold up payment to the Postal Service and federal employees and the military and everything else. So the president and the White House switchboard tells the truth. Here it is.
Thank you for calling the White House comment line. Thank you for calling the White House. Unfortunately, we cannot answer your call today because congressional Democrats are holding government funding, including funding for our troops and other national security priorities, hostage to an unrelated immigration debate. Due to this obstruction, the government is shut down. In the meantime, you can leave a comment for the president at www.whitehouse.gov/contact. We look forward to taking your calls as soon as the government reopens.
I'm going to give you the big secret of Trump. If he doesn't deliver on the recovery for America, his name is crap. Just like the doctor that helped John Wilkes Booth kill Lincoln, his last name is now known as Mudd. Your name is Mudd. And his great-great-great-great-grandson is on TV saying, kill the president, former deputy CIA director. You can't make this up. True strangers of fiction. His name is Mudd. His name is crap. Trump wants that name to still be like in cards, the name, the Trump. And I guess interdimensionally, culturally, people understand it's the Trump. It's the Trump card. When they got off the boat, you know, his dad's parents got off the boat, and the name was a longer German name that had Trump in the front of it. They cut it to Trump. But in cultural parlance, it's now ace of spades. You're trumped. Royal flush, you're trumped. So Trump gets that. If he can turn things around from his own selfishness, if you think that, his family, his name is platinum gold. Okay? If he doesn't, he fails. He's metaphysically joined to this battle, and believe me, he knows it. And so that's why they're freaking out so bad, and he's simply trying to deliver. And so when you get the straight shooting from the president, it's just the Democrats are saying, we shut it down. Republicans before wouldn't run a thing like that, but it's true. So they're just going to be honest with you. I thought the Pentagon 5 years ago when they said, we're going to stop lying, we've been wrong, we're turning against Obama and the government. I thought this is a giant. Remember the whole headline I put out? Pentagon admits they're going to stop lying because of Drudge. You can pull that up. And it was like 4 or 5 years ago. And I didn't believe it. But actually, they got that they had hooked onto this Chinese communist program, this whole thing, and that it was destroying everybody. So they said, we're going to stop lying. We're going to recruit candidates that don't lie. And the military is going to be involved locally in your government trying to reboot America. I thought, look at this cynical BS. And then I saw it actually happen. But it wasn't out of some altruistic thing. It was out of pure survival. Now, there it is. 2013. Hard to believe that's 5 years ago. Wow. Government promises to stop lying because of Drudge Report spotlight. Go watch that video if you want to understand everything. Man, we could have a whole hour-long show every day just the things we predicted and showed. It's amazing. But here's a Democrat senator who voted to shut down government, says government should be shut down, shouldn't be shut down, and he's on Fox News thinking they won't go, but you voted to shut it down. You're the one that did it, but you think the constituents are dumb and you saying you didn't. Again, I mean, can you imagine going through life lying like this? Good God, just straight shoot, man. That's where the power is. And we're rediscovering that America is about straight shooting. Even we say we're coming to kill you, we just told you. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. Let's go ahead now and go to that clip. Here it is.
As a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Senator, are you willing to see that and other vital programs shut down?
The government should not be shut down. That's why I spent all day yesterday listening to, working with Republicans and Democrats.
You voted to shut it down. You voted against the CR.
I voted against a 30-day CR. And to be clear, on Friday, an assistant to that Secretary of Defense, Secretary Mattis.
Stop right there. That's enough of his crap. And he tried that slick one, didn't work. These people never end. All right, here's another complicit. Trump campaign slams Democrats as complicit in murders by illegal immigrants. An explosive new ad. Here it is.
That's illegal immigrant Luis Bracamontes, charged with murdering two police officers. It's pure evil. President Trump is right. Build the wall. Deport criminals. Stop illegal immigration now. Democrats who stand in our way will be complicit in every murder committed by illegal immigrants. President Trump will fix our border and keep our families safe.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
The wall, like in China, is a symbol of sovereignty, and it allows criminals to run back and forth across the border. 50 years ago, Mexico used to bitch that we sent our criminals there. It was true. Mexico has the highest murder rate in the world, and now people are running back and forth across it, but you can't go to Mexico and stay if you don't want to. So again, it's reality setting in. On the other side, ladies and gentlemen, the big news. China, that our media defends, but that Trump exposes, bans Christianity nationwide. But the good news is here. Science is revolutionizing arguments against abortion. Stay with us and spread the links.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm gonna find me a reckless woman.
Razor blades and dice in her eyes.
Razor blades and dice in her eyes.
Just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
Just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
Thunder and lightning in her thighs.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
And we're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride. Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind.
We're gonna ride.
One-eyed Jack of Odin. One eye in the heavens, one eye on earth. All of it metaphysical. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into the big news here today on the Sunday transmission.
I'm gonna chase the sky.
Let's get into it right now. You know, people are people. No matter what color skin color is, there's good people, there's bad people, there's folks from good families and bad families. And sometimes you get good people out of bad families, but that's rare. You usually get good people out of good families. And you get some bad people as well, but that's rare as well. That's just the way it works. Everybody knows it. You go out with some girl or some guy, you go meet their family, a bunch of scam artists, a bunch of trash. You know they're bad people. And I've got some really important news I want to hit about the attacks on Christians in China and folks that are fighting back against that in a moment. But first off, I wanted to just get to a video that's on InfoWars.com. It's got so much cussing on it, I can't play it. There's dozens of videos shot in L.A. and shot in New York by crews I sent both places to cover the women's marches. And Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz were out there, and they went out to these crowds of Trump supporters, and a good 20, 30% were Hispanic, but the police would come get them and separately say, you got to go to another area because you are just you being Hispanic and wearing an American flag, you are in danger and you're invoking a problem. Kind of like the Ninth Circuit ruled 4 years ago, 5 years ago, you can't wear an American flag at school. That's gang paraphernalia, but you can wear a Mexican flag. So this is how the left, who claims they're tolerant, that they don't want to wall the north or south border, but they want walls up in D.C. or New York or L.A., which we have videos of on InfoWars. Left sets up walls blocking people going to a theater to hear Owen Schroyer and Mike Cernovich and James O'Keefe and a bunch of others speak. And you're like, well, we want to go in. No, we're blocking you. Just like I spent 3 hours trying to get into Trump's inauguration. And I would fight through the crowds, and the police would say, sorry, because Black Lives Matter is blocking this, or Antifa is, we're not letting you in. They were part of it, and it came out in the news. The Democrat-run city of D.C., I watched the left beat up women. So we'd go over and run them over. We wouldn't hit them. We'd knock them down. And I guess I could say I had more courage than usual because I had a couple of Navy SEALs with me and Army operators and Delta Force and all the rest of it, retired folks there. We were knocking them down. We'd knock down 20 deep people, just video, knock them over. Didn't matter. Cops would say, you're not going into this. Now turn around or I'm going to arrest you. The cops would grab us, and we didn't resist them. They did have like some 7-foot-tall cops, man. Didn't know there was that many big Irishmen. These are big-ass white cops. They'd drag us out of there and say, you're not going in here, eh? I'm part Irish, by the way. I'm not knocking them, but they were gigantic Irish cops. These guys were so big, they were like NBA players. And we're just like, we're going to fight cops to go in this? And then we got to see the news say, look, nobody's there to see Trump at 10 o'clock in the morning when they first opened the gates because nobody could get in. And they said nobody was there. Again, lies, lies, lies. Frustrating my free speech, pissing on me and my family, and I'm tired of it. Because it's one thing if I got to run through 15 deep Black Lives Matter and Antifa while they're punching us and stuff. We just ran them over. And the cops are like, you're not going in. They blocked this entrance. But when I went to the VIP entrance, I never even paid attention. I had the VIP ticket. There was nobody there because Antifa had coordinated with the D.C. police, and we even have the documents. They didn't mess with everybody going in the VIP entrance. That I didn't even think of. You know, that was way up north. I was just trying to my hotel down at the south, trying to get in. But see, I tried to get in where the normal people get in. See, that's who they were beating up and keeping from going in. And just instinctively, I went to the blue-collar entrance, the nearest entrance. I didn't, like an elitist, go, well, I'm going to the elitist entrance. That's where I'll... But sure enough, everything was peaches and cream. God, you talk about a class system. This makes me sick. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, who you are. You want to go see the inauguration, you should go see it. And I got a bunch of clips to get to. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. It's just a one-minute clip. There's not cussing from the powerful Millie Weaver interview on InfoWars.com that deserves to be seen, but it will only be seen if you get it out. Here it is.
These people that accuse us of being racist, all because I say I'm an American and I support my president, they are actually the ones that call me a beaner. They are actually the ones that call me a sellout. They call me Indian, Indio, which is a derogatory term for indigenous people. So that's what they try to categorize me as, just because I support America, because I am an American and I support my president. And that's totally wrong from people that accuse us of being racist when they themselves are racist. Yeah, so it's bad. It's bad. But I don't go back with your racial slurs. I always stay to the issue and yell out the facts and the truth. And unfortunately, they just can't get it. They lost. They're crying about it. They're throwing a tantrum. And it's sad.
You see the key there? He said they call me Indian, Indio. Because there's racism all over the world. You go to China, it's the most homogenic, racist group in the world, even more than Japan. And I'm not blaming them on their own country. They don't let one Muslim into Japan. China unless you got money like Switzerland, you're not even getting in. But the point is, they call him an Indian because in Mexico, that's the lower class. The lighter your skin is, the more elite you are. You look at the Mexican Congress, those people are whiter than I am. And that's what's so sick about all this class crap. And the globalists know how to manipulate it. And that's what makes me sick. Now, let's look into some big news here before I end this hour and come up with even more news. Macron, who was the leftist savior, admits France would vote to leave the EU if referendum was held. And that's why this is so big, is that Germany is losing control. All the EU countries are losing control. The globalists are in trouble. People are shutting it down. German cities are voting to not take any more, quote, migrants that are military-age men. There was an attempted 21st century coup over Europe to bring in, they brought in 10 million Muslims in 5 years. They want 20 million the next five. And then you look at the photos I tweeted out on Real Alex Jones. It's like people crapping in the street, people cooking chickens on the side of the road. And I'm not even bashing that. You don't build a high-tech civilization and then bring in a bunch of people that don't even have housing. It's meant to sabotage things. So let's go ahead and go to that clip of the French president. Here it is.
Yes or no in a very complicated context.
If and France some... had had a referendum, it might have had the same result.
Yeah. Probably. In a similar context, but our context was very different. So I don't want to take any bets. But I would have definitely fought very hard to win. But I think it's a mistake when you just ask yes or no, when you don't ask people how to improve the situation and to explain how to improve it.
Okay, and then I can't find it in my stack of articles. There are like 300 articles here, but I've got articles where in Sweden there are bomb attacks daily on the police stations, rapes, murders everywhere, and they brought in the failed ISIS fighters out of Syria and said, come there, and they give them free housing, and they're just killing everybody. And, I mean, that's in my stack. I haven't even gotten to that yet, and it's just like you ask yourself, what planet is this? So it gets crazier and crazier. Second hour, I haven't gotten into China and the attack on Christians yet. I promise that's coming up next. And so much more. Straight ahead on the other side of this break, just briefly. We fund our operations selling high-quality T-shirts, books, videos, water filtration, air filtration, all the best systems, the lowest prices. And we've got a big special. It's got to end the next few days. It's our Survival Shield X2, the super high-quality halogen that blocks the bad halogens. It is there at 40% off with Secret 12 together. 40% off. Get those. InfoWarsStore.com. Your purchase helps fund this operation. We have the new pollen block as well that is the patented, proven, with the Japanese quail that are fed that are for a special diet, where it just has amazing effects on seasonal issues and dust and pollen. It works better for me than even Zyrtec or stuff like that. InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be back with the second hour. Please stay with us.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.